If it rocks, it's on 95X. It is Dixon and the very first Bare Knuckle Discussion podcast. This podcast going forward will feature all things local, whether it's music, art, the culinary arts. We're going to have video producers. It's going to be a little bit of everything that helps make the artistic vision of Syracuse actually come alive. So, Bare Knuckle Discussion, podcast number one. First guests, the Poltergeist and Justin Spaulding of the band Terror Bite. What's shaking, boys?
What's up?
Hello.
I appreciate you guys coming in and doing this. Now, for those of you unaware of who Terror Bite is, they're a band based in Syracuse, doing an industrial-tinged metalcore kind of thing. They had their very first show the day after Christmas 2015 at the Lost Horizon, had the biggest crowd ever for a locals-only live event. Their single, Gravitational, was number two, top 25 of 2015 for locals-only on 95X, and they've got a lot of momentum going forward. Where can people find you that are unaware of the band so that they can check it out if they are so inclined?
The best place to find us right now is on our Bandcamp because that links directly to our Facebook. So if you go to www.terrorbite.bandcamp.com, you can stream our EP for free there. You can find a link to our Facebook and you can find merch or whatever else you're looking for. That's the best spot right now.
And you guys are very interactive upon social media as well. So if people do want to interact via Facebook, there's a response time that is well under.
Yeah. Absolutely. We usually respond pretty quickly, usually the same day.
Very cool. Now, the social media presence has given you guys a fan base in, of all places, Russia.
Yeah. Yep. We have actually, it's like some of the Russians started on their social media. I guess it's called VK. It's like the Russian version of Facebook. They started an official Terror Bite site on VK. So there's a couple hundred people on there right now that are talking about us.
Very cool. Now, Terror Bite, like I said, breaking the mold of what a heavy band kind of is viewed as. I mean, there's always been industrial bands throughout the years. There's always been hardcore bands. Metalcore has kind of evolved. But you guys are the first ones that have sort of taken the initiative to combine multiple genres of heavy music, and I would include hip-hop in that as well, because there is a vibe of that in addition to the industrial, the metalcore, and even a little bit of what is considered EDM or rave music. So what are some of the influences that you two have going into this band that have sort of formed the point of view, so to speak, of the band Terror Bite?
Well, before we mention any specific influences, I wanted to say, Not to draw parallels between the two bands, but we always kind of aim to do what Deftones did, where they remain kind of genreless, like you can't quite put your finger on what they are, but they still have a definitive sound. So that was one of the goals with the sound for Terror Bite. But as far as influences, for me, it varies anywhere from Combi Christ to Rammstein, Rob Zombie, Slipknot, and then even we wanted to incorporate, be it subtly, even draw influence from like modern day trap music or gangster rap, and definitely some EDM influence as well. Like, there's Justin and I have always been really big fans of people like Ferry Corson or DJ Tiesto and things like that. So we wanted to somehow incorporate elements from those artists into the type of music that Terror Bite is doing.
Pretty much covers it. I mean,
Amir is another
big
one.
I was going to say Amir. We tried to kind of bring that modern metalcore influence into what we're doing.
A major reason for doing that is because we saw a lot of parallels between like the bounciness and urban feel of Amir, and then that paralleled a lot of the trap music and hip-hop influence, and the type of grooves that you have with that type of music layer in really nicely with a lot of EDM and dance as well. So we just saw, you know, the opportunity there. Since we love all of those different branches, we're like, well, we can make something like super, you know, heavy off of that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to really go into it thinking like what do we want this to be like. I mean, like, I think the influence is drawn like subconsciously, and then you just kind of write music as it comes to you, and you don't really think about it until after the fact, and you're like, oh, this is where we got this, and it pieces together that way.
Absolutely, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with having subtle influences dropped in throughout the record, because it gives people that moment to reflect and think of, oh, hey, this kind of reminds me of, and that's the cool thing, and that's what's happening right now in our local music scene, you guys being one of the bands at the forefront. And for me, it's always been an interesting sort of state of affairs when you can't compare a band specifically to another band. And to me, that's when you're really starting to get to the crux of what successful is, when you're breaking new ground. Because Terrorbyte, while you can pick out an influence here or there, can't be compared to any band specifically based on the overall sound. And to me, that means you guys are doing something right.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, you guys, like I said earlier, have a ton of momentum. Number two on the charts for 2015 in Syracuse, playing one of the biggest shows with all local bands that Syracuse has seen in a good long time, back the day after Christmas. And now you guys have your EP that's been out for a little while now, and rumor has it you guys are currently preparing what will be the follow-up to that. Can you speak a little bit about what's going on with the band now as far as what comes next as far as releasing new music?
Yeah, for a while, even right near the release of the EP, I mean, we had some material that we've been collecting. Justin and I, we've known each other for years, and we have libraries of material that we've written our whole lives. And kind of going back to what you were talking about before, that's why it was so easy for us to create Terrorbyte, is our musical influences parallel each other. There's almost no distinction between the two of us. And we just have libraries upon libraries of music, and, you know, we'll go and we'll pick and draw here and there. So, we've had a large pool of material to draw from. The direction we want to go with the new material, it's branching off more into, more mainstream sound, would you say, without losing the aggression.
I could say that. Yeah, trying to make it a little more cohesive.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to lose any of the rawness. I mean, it's basically the next release you hear, I can flat out say, is going to be the meanest, angriest, rawest release from us you've heard yet. So as far as losing any of the intensity, when I say we're going more mainstream with it, I don't mean that it's, you know, going to be watered down in any way in that aspect. But it's going to have maybe a bit of a poppier feel, maybe a little bit more of an urban feel.
Yeah, I've always kind of like gravitated towards the simplicity of like pop music.
But the thing is it's not simple.
Well, yeah.
The structure may be,
right,
but
that's
the,
what I mean.
The fact,
the songwriting.
The fact is that there's just as much bad pop music as there is anything else on the planet. It's all a formula, whether it's pop or rock or country or whatever it happens to be. And I think you guys have sort of figured that formula out, at least in my opinion, because everything off of the first EP at some point does fall into that pop structure of not necessarily verse, chorus, verse, but the idea of which, you know, part comes next,
right,
as a listener goes.
Dynamic and
yes,
keeping the listener engaged, yeah, for sure.
Now, Sam, you touched on something earlier that I'm going to bring back, and I apologize in advance if this brings up some weird feelings, but you mentioned, you know, the anger and the intensity of the album, and a lot of people have mentioned to me the lyrical content of the first Terrorbyte record, and how much of this is heartfelt, and how much of it is sort of tongue-in-cheek, and how much of it is there specifically for the shock value, and how much of it is real deal, this is how the poltergeist feels.
First, I'll start by saying, you know, the whole concept of the poltergeist and the, you know, our buzz phrase, like believe in ghosts that we're always posting. For me, the music came from a place, and it's not just in this, it's a lot of the music I make in several different projects comes from feeling or having experienced things in my life that were so devastating that I felt like it killed me and I felt like I was dead. This music for me is a means of basically coming back from the dead. And when in the lyrics, like when I talk about, you know, this is a haunting and so forth, it was a way for me, for myself, and also the message of the band to inspire other people like who are feeling like they're dead or they've been so destroyed by things in their life that they can come back from it and that they can turn it around, or parents, or not even a person, but circumstances in your life where you can kind of, I'm not going to allow you to have what it takes to destroy me. And it's kind of like giving the finger to the people that have tried to tear you down your whole life. And as far as the validity of the things that I'm saying, yeah, I'm for anybody that knows me personally, I'm a pretty real person. I don't put on an act, so everything you hear on that really is me. But given that, I don't want you to have the wrong impression, because what I'm trying to do with it is something positive. I want to motivate people and inspire people who feel like they just cannot go on anymore, that you really can find the strength to go on, that to kind of take the power away from the people that you feel have victimized you in any walk of life.
So it's less a matter of the literal translation of word to paper than it is a feeling of you taking this power back that you feel has been usurped from you over the course of life. So in essence, it's sort of an inspirational thing.
Yes. Yeah, very much so an inspirational thing.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for having us on the show, Scott.
I appreciate you guys doing this. And all of you out there in podcast land, feel free to hit me up. It's dxn@95x.com. If you are an artist, if you are a chef, if you're somebody that's making a meaningful contribution to our arts and community out there in the 315, hit me up. I'd love to have you here on Bare Knuckle Discussion. It's the podcast on 95x.com.